Nobody should advocate or even remotely make suicide seem attractive, as the blood of a person may go on your own conscience, but let's be honest. There's no biblical slash spiritual structure or verse that directly claims suicide will lead to hell. In matter of fact, most cases and troops of enlightenment constantly share similarities to self-death, whether it be death of the flesh, death of carnality, or death of old ways, etc. I even vaguely recall an old biblical book explicitly noting how a person committed suicide specifically to avoid further corruption. The suicide equals hell troop is a social human behavior of using the fear of death to help curb recklessness. I am in no way saying this is wrong to do, I just think it's better to explain what it really is instead of continue to push the false narratives, as if a live human can verify that claim. The concept of a being or structure such as God judging or allocating a person strictly based on if they committed suicide instead of what exactly did the person do during their time is ridiculous. A being such as God would not require anything by definition, thus there's nothing for it to lose. There is no loss. For starters, to such a being, everything is as if it was already done. Our deaths would be our loss, and ours only as time is a factor that matters to us. How one can only repent and prepare for death if they were alive, and likewise potentially profit after death by doing good deeds. This is the meaning of the phrase, this life is ours. Anyways, suicide is risky because it removes that natural innocence of our time ran out. Death in itself is the most important event of a human being. So everything should be done with this in mind. Perhaps this is why the fear of God is claimed to be the beginning of wisdom by old Abrahamic religious persons. As it would be smart to move through life in this apprehensive tone, because at least if you end up dying, you can very have a trail of positivity and righteousness, motivated by non-recklessness and apprehensiveness, to hopefully karmatically impact the mystery after death. Because you're supposed to sort of introduce your kid to the idea of a moral compass. This is supposed to happen young though, which is unfortunate, because most parents are far too late into protecting their child from this sort of influence. It should happen at 4 to 10 years old. After puberty, leave your child to be. This only works when you have the logical, mental, and moral precision to explain to the daughter slash son why those behaviors are objectively bad for them to do in the first place. Not subjective or based on emotional bias, carnality, or attachment to kindred. For example, sleeping around. See, if more parents were black-pilled and incel-pilled themselves, they would already have taught their daughter about hypergamy, pre-selection, and most importantly, pair bonding. So then when their daughter grows up and decides to sleep around, it's through her own self and moral compass via early learning that will she be able to understand why sleeping around is bad. What's true will always remain true, and she will eventually see her behavior for what it is. There would be no need for someone else's discipline, as her moral compass will ring, and she will face the negative consequences of her own actions. Self-discipline will occur. When she hits the wall and wonders why she's so emotionally dead romantically, or whatever consequence happens, it will be proper and healthy discipline. Boomers and a lot of the past generation, in my opinion, did it wrong. They had no information base. Part of the reason was likely the nuclear family work schedule and the daycares we call school that teaches the bare minimum. Discipline without proper teaching occurred. Now your daughter won't know about pair bonding and raised in the culture of one-night stands and whatnot. The consequences will more likely be ignored and things will eventually spiral more out of control. The ways of the past look hypocritical. That's because it was. The carousel is nothing more than the name given to the period of time that women are inconsequentially guided by hypergamic instinct, accumulating casual partners, almost always the outstanding ones, in which it is also pre-selected by others. Thus being led to fight in a war of egos, and their own ego is at its peak, as they are not capable of having the slightest emotional responsibility, which they themselves will demand later. It can be said that this is her period of sexual adventures and free from responsibilities. The carousel phase lasts from her initiation until when her appearance or another factor, having become a single mother, compromises her not to the point of not being able to remain in the casual sexual market, but have the ability to compete on equal terms with other prettier women for a serious, long-term relationship. The stage when she gets tired of boys and starts looking for a real man, usually someone who she herself wouldn't have cared about when she was young and immature. And when the whistle blows at 45 in the second half, she tends to demand the same emotional responsibility that she never had, which is quite hypocritical. The merry-go-round starts earlier and earlier due to cultural encouragement and influence. A girl who tries the merry-go-round will tend to influence others so that the other girl no longer has more attractiveness for a serious relationship than her, under the discourse that freedom is being reckless and living only for your instincts. This contributes to increasingly depraved behavior across the board. And it is this freedom to rotate that creates characters like Chads, who greatly benefit from this system fucking lots and lots of women, while in the past they probably would marry and settle for one girl, normies, who most of the times get cucked by the system or get to fuck some bitches, and inkels, who don't fuck at all. In addition to women, Chads, more popular guys, status, holders of strong emotions, criminals and shit, and old people from the boat, boomers with money, also participate in the carousel. While the normie good boy, full of dreams of starting a family, is excluded from the irresponsible spree that his future wife is participating in right now. And even so, she runs the almost certain risk of cucking the normie when boredom hits her, as she is used to having several partners. The only way for a normie to have a history that doesn't even come close to the history of the options that will await him later is for him to join in fucking prostitutes. The carousel is relentless and brutal. Social media such as Instagram, Tinder, TikTok, among others, play a fundamental role in the functioning of the carousel. And in the end, what culture does is push men more and more towards structural cuckism, where they're ignored by all in their youth, and when they finally gain the advantage, they pay the bills and take responsibility that aren't theirs. Understanding this helps many to oppose the gender role imposed on the average man. The path after that is many. Some will try to become chads, others will go crazy, some others will go to the waifuism, solitude.